Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Patricia Sigmund is with us, folks, and Patricia is a business advisor. She advises businesses on their information technology as the company goes through the various stages of growth and development. She helps them with their profitability as well. She is the founder of LPS Consulting. She is also the founder of David Advisory Group. Those are the two organizations that help her clients do what I just said. And she's the author of a book I'm holding in my hand, Six Steps to Creating Profit, a guide for small and mid-sized service-based businesses. Patricia Sigmund, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you so much.
It's good to have you here, Pat. And she says her friends call her Pat, and she says that she thinks I might be able to work that out. So, Pat, thank you for letting us do that, and thanks for being here. Profitability is critical to the long-term survival of a company. We all know that the short-term survival requires positive cash flow and sustained cash flow. But the long-term survival requires profitability. The growth, the health, the overall competitiveness of a company, it's imperative that the company be profitable, isn't it, Pat?
Yes, it sure is.
But yet, for a lot of small businesses, that's an elusive thing, isn't it? Sustained, repeatable profits.
Yeah, I mean, cash flow is what they look at, not profitability.
Well, and one of the reasons is because this is, you know, Blasingame's third law of small business, Pat, states that it's redundant to say undercapitalized small business.
Mm-hmm.
And because we're all undercapitalized. And when you're undercapitalized, which means you haven't sustained enough profits and kept them or haven't operated long enough to have profits, that puts extra pressure on the cash flow, doesn't it?
Oh, sure does.
And that's where our focus is. So how do we get out of that? How do we get out of that vicious cycle?
Well, to me, the first rule of Pat Sigmund is to have your hands wrapped around the information. If you don't know what's really going on, you cannot possibly change things or create a profitable job for people to work in. It's a lack of information that's many, many times the culprit.
You have to have the financial structures in place, don't you?
You do, but you really need to know your numbers and not wait for them, not wait 6 months. In a small business, you can't afford to be waiting. You have to have information at your fingertips. You have to know the bottom line today. A change tomorrow, no sales tomorrow, is devastating.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is one of the biggest challenges, Pat, of in the marketplace right now. This is in this epidemic. I'm sorry to say it's epidemic among small businesses, and that is not having regular, dependable financial statements.
Oh, absolutely. And it's not all about accounting systems. It's about everything. It's about what people are doing all day, the utilization of labor and fancy terms like that. Even if you're a landscaper, how many lawns people are mowing and what the people are being paid, cost of goods.
Right. But all the things you're talking about are technical, and they sound like the kind of things we hire an accountant to do. But I remind people that you hire accountants to manage the numbers, but you have to manage the processes that drive those numbers, that create those numbers, and so therefore you have to understand how those numbers are generated.
That's exactly right. I mean, this has to come way before the accountant. The information numbers are given to the accountant. The damage is done.
Well, and. You know, one other thing I think we should point out, Pat, is that nobody is going to try to make you into an accountant. Nothing that you're saying says that you have to learn bookkeeping, but you do have to learn how to understand, you have to be able to read a financial statement, an operating statement, a balance sheet, a cash flow projection. You have to be able to do those three things, don't you?
Well, yes and no. I mean, yes, you could read them, but there are other ways. There are other ways to get to the numbers. I mean, if you do things, what we call project management or job costing,
right,
you would get immediate answers that would tell you, I need to do something differently.
When I started working for Sears when I was in college many decades ago, Pat, one of the things I did was I sold carpet. And one of the best things that ever happened to me was they taught me how to build a job folder, which is what you were just talking about.
Yes.
A job folder, folks, this had all of the things that were sold, all that had the contract, it had the individual components of putting that carpet on in the house, the labor, the tax, you know, the tape, the glue, whatever it took. It had all that in there, and at the end of every job, every single job, we had to calculate what the gross profit was.
That's exactly
for that job.
Right.
Here I am, I'm a teenager doing this. That was the best education I ever had.
Exactly. And I got that education from my mother, who had a catering business, and
right,
it was the same thing. You just don't say, oh, maybe it's $10 a person, maybe it's
right,
$100 a person. You have to know what the costs are.
Now, it's easy to do in a catering job or a carpet job, but if you're selling other things like services or you're in retail or whatever, it's a little bit more involved to do that for every transaction. So how do you handle that?
Well, first of all, you have to know your overhead, your admin costs, and that is part of creating budgets and understanding the costs of a job. You can't ignore that. So sometimes
right,
a lot of small business people will do what you did with the carpet sales. I've sold it for $100. The cost of the carpet and the cost of the man to install it is blah, blah, blah. But that doesn't show the whole picture. What about the operation? What about the building? What about the marketing, the salesperson? What about all the other costs that went into that? And that's where you have to have a grip on your numbers, and they have to be real time.
So are you saying that maybe every business should know, okay, every hour that ticks by costs me $100 in expenses, let's just say.
In some way, shape, or form.
And that means I've got to create $100 of gross profit in every hour. And at the end of the day, if I'm open 10 hours, if I haven't created $1,000 in gross profit, then I lost money. It could be that simple, couldn't it?
It is that simple. It's
all right,
adding up, knowing your admin, and then the cost of goods for each job is a whole other issue.
We're going to come back. Pat's helping us break this down, folks, into the common denominators, the simple forms, and we'll do that again some more after these messages with Patricia Sigmund. Her book is called 6 Steps to Creating Profit. 20 after. Stay with us. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.